It's Around the Lunch Table. It's your boys, Jay and Z. Let's get rowdy up in here.
Wait, hold on. I might have something. Hold on.
You don't need to listen to your manager. You're way too hot for them to handle ya. Baby, not for nothing. I know you're looking for something, and I get it. Why you frontin' on me? And I'll never do nothing, something with you. Oh, I feel good. It's recording. I don't know when we're gonna start this ball.
Wait, hold on, I have something.
Okay, let me cover my my fucking nips up here. Yeah. So, hi everyone.
Hi, sorry, I'm trying to find
today. No, it's good. No, I'm fucking chatting. February 1st, 2023. I officially did dry January.
Which he's been super humble about.
I know you're going to say that. Shut up. I'm talking about me drinking because I feel buzzed.
It's yeah, okay. It's fine. I was just letting that about it. Out there.
Anyways, I did dry January, which means that you don't drink during January, obviously. I also took it a step further and did no nicotine, which I'm actually still trying to do. We're going to see how that goes. Not going to commit to that, but I'm saying I'm trying. So I went out for drinks tonight.
It was good.
Got a Miller. Yeah. It went okay. It went all right. Yeah. So I had a few blondes. I had an IPA. And then...
An Epa.
Is that an altar? Or in your country, they call it a hopa?
Is that yeah. They do that with all things. Like they go to...
Well, that's the Hebrew language.
Yeah, a lot of it is. Yeah.
Hebrew, they read right to left, yeah, don't they? Yeah. In their books.
So imagine that. Weird. Like, imagine you're opening a book and you're reading right to left. How?
So you start at the back page then?
No, you start right to on the page. You still go page by page. Saying, you don't start on the back last chapter of a book. You just read each page.
But if you're going right to left, then you have to turn
this way. Yeah, but the format's all different if you're reading right to left. Is that funny?
Oh, you fucking, if you're reading right to left, then the next page would be to the left, not the right.
Oh, I thought you meant like, oh, would you start in the last chapter of a book? I'm like, no, well, if it's written in that, it's written in that format. So.
I know, I'm saying you start at the bottom of the book, so but it's in the format of chapter one's at the bottom. That's crazy. It's weird that we changed so many things. Like why did America have to be like,
technically still could be turned right. It would just, each page... You would be reading right to left.
But you would end on this and then you turn
this. Yeah, but I'm saying you still could. First and foremost, I want to thank our sponsors. What do we do? Welcome back to... Oh, whoa. Welcome back to Around the Lunch Table, episode...
Episode 102.
Is it 102? Well, the last one was a Patreon, so is it still 102?
Taxidermies was 101.
Was it? Oh, so we're on 102. 102.
102.
First and foremost, I want to shout out our sponsors. Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads. Also want to start Lib Stallion, Never Be Tamed, Wellness and Fitness page started by ATLD's own Brandon Battiato. Streams Monday through Friday. Look it up on Instagram, Lib Stallion. Stallion spelled the usual way, live without the E. Or his personal Instagram, Brandon Battiato. Brandon spelled the usual way, Battiato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O.
Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they are your premier mole exterminator in the Puget Sound region. They make sure you got no moles.
No mo. Okay, no starting mo. This off, I wanted to do something with you.
I want to do something so rad.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a quiz. But I'm not going to tell you what the quiz is. You just have to answer the questions truthfully.
All right, fine.
Starting with, most would describe me as charming and nonchalant. I can turn my charm on and off like a faucet. Options are not me. That describes me somewhat. That is definitely me.
That is definitely me.
I do what I want when I want, the moment the impulse strikes me, regardless of what others want. Not me. That somewhat describes me, or this is definitely me.
Somewhat.
If something goes wrong or turns out badly, it's not my fault. Not me. That's the same thing on everyone. So, not me. Somewhat. Definitely me.
It's not my fault?
Yeah.
It's not me.
Wait. Okay. I see. I know.
I didn't.
I was reading it over. Okay. I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble as an adult. Not me. Describes me. Definitely me.
I like
it could be like it says could be speeding ticket, parking ticket.
Oh,
well, I'm saying definitely or somewhat. I would say somewhat, right? Somewhat.
Somewhat, yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't have like lawsuits.
I am, well, that you know, I am easily the best at what I do. 100%
you already have it.
I'm the best at what I do. Nobody could ever take my place. That's 100% you.
What does that mean? Why do you think I'm an egomaniac? Like,
what you do, this is in your niche.
And what I do, I work with 10 other guys who are way better than I am.
Okay, fine. So somewhat.
If we're talking about the IT portion, then yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. I do whatever I feel like doing, and I don't care what others think, even if it's illegal. Okay, that's not Every person for themselves. I don't see the point in feeling sorry for... Okay, that's definitely not you. I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble when I was a teenager more than an adult.
Yes.
I have no problem or concern in lying in a specific circumstance.
Me.
Live in the moment is what I say. The future will take care of itself, and learning from your past is pointless. I'd say...
Somewhat because I have fun, I think about the future, but I have fun.
I never feel remorse, shame, or guilt about something I've said or done.
False.
So not me completely. Okay, this is the last question.
Is this a psychopath test? One.
I don't see the point in taking on responsibility of any kind. They just weigh you down.
No,
not you.
That's not me at all.
Well, there's... I think that's it.
So what is this test? Is this a narcissism test or something? What the fuck? What is this?
You answered this quiz consistent with people who would generally be considered a psychopath.
What? Can you read that again?
You answered this quiz consistent with people who would be generally would be considered a psychopath by research methods currently used to quickly screen for psychopathy in the population.
The fuck, dude? Where did this come from? I'm not psychotic. Am I a psychopath?
It's funny. It's an online quiz. It could be. It was just funny.
No, but you're gonna take this to somewhat.
No, that has no merit. I was just saying that's really funny. I'm sure if I took it, I'd also be a psychopath.
We're all psychopaths.
I just thought it'd be. It's funny that.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Good way to start. Knowing you're a psycho. No, I'm just saying it was a random like side thing. I just saw it.
No, yeah. I'm never gonna hear this again.
I'm not gonna mention it. I'm kidding.
Well, maybe we just mentioned it to the whole world. It's fine. I'm not actually upset.
Okay, how about this? Since we did that,
I'm actually upset because I've been called a psychopath before, and I've been having to
You're not actually a psychopath.
I know. Thank you. This is just.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now I contribute to your mental demise.
You already have for 20 years.
But some would say I'm also the biggest ally of your mental health.
My mental health. How's your anxiety?
Well, wearing that kimono, you must be good.
Yeah. No, I'm chilling in this thing. Yeah. Do you like it?
No, I like it. I was just making fun of you.
Yeah. So for those watching, I was gifted a kimono yesterday. To my surprise. It came with matching shorts as well.
Not a kimono dragon. No.
No. So I don't know. I dig it. Like I don't really have pajamas. You know?
No, you don't.
So I just sleep in whatever.
No,
and
you sleep in like usually sleep in shorts or sweats. Usually.
I've been taking my pants off a lot. I like to free ball it because I just wash my sheets and then you know your dick.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Sheets.
Yeah, it really.
Oh, it's really nice.
You know that's like I had one of those pillows at one point. It was the one that cools. Huh? Yeah, I'm saying
I just
that one.
I got the cooling 3.0.
What people don't understand is, okay, here's the thing. This is a fact. You're not supposed to sleep in a warm room. It's 60...
Because we're bears. Bears sleeping.
We're not doing the we're bears. And guess what? Bears go into caves and they're stuck up. They have so much fur. They're actually warm. But anyways, because it's wintertime, they have to be. It's different. I'm saying, actually, like the ideal sleep temperature, if I'm not mistaken, it's like 67 degrees. Like, and honestly...
That's what we keep the house at. We keep it at 67.
Have you been in some of the rooms? It's definitely not 67 in some of those rooms.
But the heat's off.
I know, but like, remember, like, it was like, I walk in, like, the office, I'm like, it's on 67, but it's hot in there.
The office? It's always cold in there.
Because I open the window.
Oh, the command center.
I'm saying, but there's sometimes it says 67, but I don't think it's 67. But it's ideally, no, it's not, your room is not supposed to be warm and sleep. And also, this is a fact. Absolute fact. Everyone knows your phone. Your phone, you should be not on for at least like an hour and a half to 2 hours before you sleep. Also, the TV also shouldn't the blue be light. On. It shouldn't be on.
Really?
Blue lights.
I pass out instantly, though.
No, I know, because the music... See, here's when I walked by your room this morning, the music was playing, and like, I'm so jealous of that, because I wish that that was something that I could still do, but I can't. And I envy that so much, because I miss it. That's what I would do. And then...
Does Alex not like the music on? You can't have anything on?
No.
I thought she liked
she likes to watch it. Well, I was saying if she's already asleep, then I can, like, turn something. But, like,
She likes to put on shows. When we used to sleep on the couch a ton, like, all of us, because we have this big-ass couch and we'd all just sleep on it, she was fine with
that
shit.
But like, not in her domain, you know?
It looks like a, like an old man's fraternity.
Like, I preferred, like, for many nights in a row, I would fall asleep with Interstellar theme song playing, maybe Lord of the Rings soundtrack.
Oh, that's good. You just got a massage. How was that?
It was good, but at the same time, I was very sore afterwards. This bitch was using a lot of elbows.
Was there any sexual tension?
No.
None at all? Why?
It's a back massage. Like, she wasn't massaging my butt cheeks and shit and be like rubbing my wiener.
So someone massages your butt? There's some sexual
I don't know.
Tension.
I'm saying, but you can get a full body, but I'm saying it was for my back because my back has been hurting from work and then I got in a car accident. So I'm saying my neck was hurting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Was that funny? Please expand on that chuckle.
What's funny about that?
I'm sorry that I do hard, but my back's been hurting.
This is just the first time I've heard of the car accident hurting your back. It didn't hurt my back.
Okay. I'm saying it contributed to the soreness of my back.
Okay, I got you. So when you went in there, I'm saying, was the woman attractive?
No.
Describe her for me.
I'm saying it was for I have a lot of knots on my back, and she used a lot of elbows, and I was biting my tongue very hard because it hurt really fucking bad.
Was it one of those, like, you know, when you put the candle wax in the back, it's like, tss,
no.
Ah.
No.
No?
What's up from Wall Street? Venice, yeah. Baby, where are you? Venice, who the fuck is Venice? Venice, California, baby. Donnie and I are investing cardamoms in Venice. You're investing in Italy. No, baby, California. You're a lying piece of shit. No, you know what? So if you were to describe the most, like, in your mind, obviously this doesn't mean that's true. In your mind, personally, the most boring, tedious job that you could think of doing, what would it be? Like
DMV.
Okay, in specific, like their actual title, because I'm saying maybe it's data entry, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. I'm saying not like a DMV worker, like a specific career. That you would think is very, like, and to some people, they might love it. To you personally, in your personality, what do you think is the most boring? You would literally want to blow your brains out.
That is interesting.
And again, it does not mean it's bad. I'm saying everyone has their preferences. So,
yeah, I would say, like, I know. Assembly line worker.
Like when they do vehicles and shit, and they're just doing the same part over and over. Like in the Goofy movie when he's assembling the toys and head to the body, exactly. head to the body.
There's that, or like an elf when he's making the fucking
shaker thing.
They get paid.
I'm saying in a realistic working world.
In a realistic working world, the elves don't get paid.
When you think of blue collar workers, you don't think of elves first.
Okay, sorry, we were talking about movies. You talked about the Goofy movie.
I was
movie.
Using the Goofy movie because he was working on assembly line.
Anyways, back to what we were talking about. I cannot stand doing the same thing over and over.
Oh, I understand
again.
That, yeah.
So assembly line work, whether it's, you know what's weird? There's people who have like a 1975 Dodge pickup, right? You can go to Napa and find a part for it. Who the fuck is still making parts for that? There was someone out there who was making, like, because Dupe is making that. Fucking, he's a 1977
yeah,
Ford.
Yeah, yeah.
He's rebuilding from the
ground up. Yeah,
from the ground up. Literally, everything's. He's just building it from raw whatever. He's like, I need a wiring harness for this. Calls this company. I need a wiring harness for a 1977 whatever the fuck. And they have like someone is still making these parts. That's what I don't want to be in. I don't want to be in that factory where it's like.
Well, are they still? I'm sure they still make. A portion, but I feel like a lot of them are just floating around. You have to find them. Like if it's an old ass car.
No, he's got, and it's brand new.
Really?
They I actually know the wiring harness specifically. He said what it was. And like five guys, this company just makes wiring harnesses. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then they made the wiring harnesses.
I see.
And then, but like, dude, he'll ask for like, oh, I need a piston for this engine that was built in the 70s. Oh, yeah, we have one on the show.
So assembly line worker would be your number one. Really? Well, I mean, you're still moving around though. You know what I mean? It's not.
Nope, I can't do it. I need a, I have noticed.
You need a variety. You need some diversity.
I need stimulation.
Yeah. Like rubbing nipples or something, yeah.
Yes, rubbing nipples. I'm a big clamp on the nipples.
Yeah, clamps.
Are you a pain during sex kind of guy?
No. No. Not in the slightest. No.
Does that happen when you're older?
Okay, here's the thing. I don't think that specifically, but I think all of the wild things happen from many years of the same thing. And so you're like, oh, I need to like spice it up. Especially,
I need to be peed on.
Specifically in like marriages, I'm saying when the crazy things start to happen, like or like you start to venture out, it's because you need a little more something else to shake it up. It might not be something you like, but I think that's something you have to venture into.
Are you worried you're already venturing out a little bit? You're like, oh shit, am I already getting bored?
Oh, am I already getting bored?
You're an ass man now, right? You're an ass man now.
I've always liked asses.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Same. But I mean, you know, like. I mean, you know,
venturing out. But here's the thing: there comes a time. When there's talks of like out there stuff, and I understand when it's coming from like a 45-year-old guy who's been married for 35 years or something. You know,
I don't get it when it's,
you know, like I'm, but at the same time, at my core, I'm a very simple guy. I don't require much to.
I have simple taste. Thing is that I'm not against it. Like if there was a woman that I trust,
so like if a girl was like, hey, I want to walk in her balls with high heels, you'd let her?
No.
What?
No, I'm kidding. No, not actually. Not walk on my
balls. Well, I'm saying
balls
people
with
do
high heels.
Like shit like that. I don't know.
Yes, no, I'm not into that. No. I'm saying
put you
like,
on a swing and tie you up and put a fucking apple in your mouth.
No, I'm saying fucking okay. This is what I'm trying to say. I'm saying like if the woman or whatever is like, "Yo, fucking like you know, tie me up or something." I'll be like,
okay, I'm not talking like, about, I'm, but I'm saying like the extremes of these, I feel like come
if
out.
If she asked me to pee on her, I'm not doing it unless
well,
I know
in the
her
shower.
Well,
if
I know
the shower.
That she actually, well, you always pee on the girl's foot in the shower. That's just funny.
Always.
I always do.
Really?
Not someone I don't know very well.
I know that. I'm just saying like.
I'm saying like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But I'm saying I just never seen that as an obvious thing. You know?
I don't know. How long do you have to know someone to do a dong dance in front of them, like a girl, like before you start helicoptering and doing weird shit?
I think it depends on the closeness, yeah, but I would say respectfully, maybe
fuck a couple times.
Well, like dating or like just hung out with somebody.
Well,
but again, it depends because it's like, okay, well, I've been hanging out for 6 months, but how close are we? How much have we hung out in those 6 months? I would say, but as a rule of thumb, like let's say we've been hanging out consistently, it's got to be at least like 5 or 6 months maybe or something like that.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. But say you've been hanging out that long and then you just started fucking. I'd say like three, four fucks.
But again, it all depends on when you guys get to that level of comfort. Yeah.
Exactly.
When someone says like, oh, I feel like I've known you my whole life. I don't get that either. Because like...
Because I haven't.
You know you haven't.
Well, very like, logical
I understand where the logic's coming from. Like they feel comfortable like they've met someone similar to them.
I think what they're trying to say is that I have been looking for you my whole life.
That either. I still understand.
I've known you.
Where have you been my whole life?
That you can get because like say you find the one, then you're like, oh my God. There she is.
Yeah, but it can mean... But I'm saying, okay, when it's like, I don't understand what... Okay, the logic behind it, I get. Like, the, okay, where have you been? Yeah. Like, my whole life. Like, I get where your mind is at. But I just don't...
How long before you say I love you? I'd say at least...
I can't be the first.
Let's dissect that. Why can't you be the first?
Because you don't know what the other person is thinking. And if they say it first, then you're safe.
No, but but they're thinking the same thing.
Maybe.
So you want them,
whoever speaks first loses.
You want them to be vulnerable and you don't want to be vulnerable.
No, but okay, I think we're talking about guys and girls. It's very different because girls chat about all that shit. Oh, he said he loves you. You don't want to be that guy. You do not want to be that guy that said it first, because she tells her friends, and then her friends, who 9 times out of 10 are people who maybe haven't checked them enough, so maybe they're going to be like, hey, well, you know, my friend said that it's weird, and then they think it's weird, and the next thing you know, you're...
There is definitely a difference between, like love you and, like...
Yes, there's a difference. Yes. Yeah, there's
of course, yeah.
I don't know why I pointed.
Yes. No, because, like our friend group, our friends, we say love you.
Yes, okay,
all the
that's
time.
Platonic. Everybody. It's different.
Yeah, but like.
Okay, why?
Like in the eyes, like that's fucking that's yep. real.
That's real. That's real. That's gangster.
I'm saying like why don't you want to be vulnerable in that way?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
No, you said you would never.
No,
say
I'm
it
saying
first.
I just don't like that's.
I want to know
if
why.
I have
I
my
why.
Preference of strategy. That's my strategy.
What happened to you?
That's my strategy.
Strategy for what? What are you trying
same
to gain?
Same thing as I wake up and I have a bowl of oatmeal or a bowl of cereal. That's the same. I just do that. That's just it's just a habit.
That's not strategy. That's routine.
Yeah, that is
there
now
is no strategy
that is now
with,
a routine. I'm saying that's just a routine. I would prefer, if the situation calls for it, then fine. I'm saying I would prefer.
Everyone would prefer the other person makes the first move and says all the shit
you have to
that
think
you don't
about this.
Say.
As guys, we are responsible for making the first move physically. We're responsible for, you know, doing this, then the third, like in terms of making a comfortable date, making the girl feel comfortable. So it makes sense that when it comes to the next step at that point, you're like, you know what? I would like that to
the
be
emotional
reciprocated
part.
My way. Like maybe this person exactly. actually does a little something here to take the extra step.
So guys take the...
Well, we all know that when a guy goes on a date, it's like, you know, 9 times out of 10, the girl's not the one going to make the move. Yeah, and that's fine. But I'm saying, but because of that, I think they're at some point, it's like, you know what? Let's just see. Okay, this is another part of it. You take it to a point and you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe I'm kind of trying to gauge where this person's at. Because if you're the first one to say it, they may say it back just to say it back because you said it.
Say what? Love you? Oh,
yeah, exactly. So you really don't know.
Oh, you got to watch that body language.
Yeah, exactly. The body says more than the mouth.
And the eyes say more than anything.
Yeah.
No, it's all about like, because if I was like, okay, so say I'm a girl and you're a guy.
Okay.
And you say, like, I'm in love with you. And I'm like, yeah, like, I'm like, obviously, yeah, no, see, I'm hesitant. But if I was like, I fucking love you too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, okay, there's not any cuss words or sexualized. It's just like, it's like, I love you too.
That was
like,
terrible way to say it.
No, I didn't mean it. I was just saying the words. Okay. I was like,
I love
if you were like,
too. Babe.
No, if you were like, babe, like,
babe. Babe, I love you.
Babe, like, I'm in love with you. It's like, I'm in love with you too.
I blame movies that you've seen, like, the romantic, like, blurred outs and speeches in the middle of the rain.
All bullshit.
And in your mind, you're like, you know what? That's what I'm going to be like when I do this. Yeah. And then you're like,
no.
I care about you. And then it just sounds, you know what I mean? Backwards.
Dude, it never goes,
never
like
goes as planned.
Like,
never
dude,
goes
I'll
as
be
planned.
No, because you're in like your fucking car and you're like, all right, this is what I'm going to say. And then when I'm done, you know, then, you know, it's raining. And then I'm like, oh, push the hair out of the way.
And like, in your mind, you're like you're pure worded, just to the point,
oh,
confident.
Got it.
And then you're like, dude, I got this down. And then you say it and you're like, I just think that like, you're just so cool. And it just comes out so bad. Nothing in that realm goes as planned.
Guys are so bad at this.
What's the most embarrassing thing that you've...
I think I've told you in the pool that one time.
Oh, wait.
When we kissed, and then I just randomly was like, I was like, yeah, you know the body is 80%
water. 80%
water. What the fuck is that? I was nervous,
that's bad,
dude.
That's bad.
I mean, we still hung out, so. I obviously didn't, like, seal the deal there, but there was definitely a nail in that coffin. I said a pry
back.
Yeah, that's
true. Pry back, back. Yeah. Right, back. Yeah, it's just in that realm, there's nothing, especially when you're like,
I was also like 16,
especially at that
so.
Age, like you just all you know is like not from experience, but from like things you've seen. So you're like, oh, this
then,
is gonna,
and then when you're in the moment, all everything
yeah, you're like,
is
this
gone.
Is gonna be dope. I'm gonna do this. It's gonna be amazing. I'm gonna be the hero, and you're never the hero, are you? No,
it doesn't fucking happen, dude. Never fucking happens. It's God. Okay, what is yours?
I think
you've said.
I can't think of anything specifically, but I can think of like pauses. okay, 80% water, that's bad.
I know, that's why I said
it. I'm saying, I don't think I've ever... If I was in doubt, I would just like freeze versus say 80% water or something. I'm trying to think, and I don't think I've ever... Wait. I think...
Thing is, it's like, it's funny, it's embarrassing, but it's like, I was...
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm trying to think when I was a teenager.
I don't care. I was banging bitches.
Yeah, I can't think of one off the top of my head. No, stop. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying I can't.
You did.
Something
you
doesn't did. Stick out like that to me. Other things stick out more than that to me.
I had one instance like that. It wasn't like that all the fucking time.
I am aware. I'm just telling you that I'm
I know.
I was on the spot. I can't think. Maybe in 10 minutes, I'm sure I'll think of one.
Okay. Well, in 10 minutes, the podcast is probably over. So I guess you're in luck.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm kidding. No, I think. Oh, I have a quote.
You have
I have a quote of the day. I have a quote of the day. So I saw this on Twitter.
Oh, very reliable.
And I think this is actually a very good quote, I think. And it actually applies to a lot of things. So the quote is, "The dildo of consequences rarely arrives lubed."
The dildo
the dildo of consequences rarely arrives lubed.
It's good. It's good.
Because consequences hurt, man.
Okay.
That's why.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, that's the point of the quote.
I thought it was funny. I laughed.
A non-lubed dildo is fucking hurtful.
That yeah, that's assuming. The point he's trying to make. Yes.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Yeah. No, I did. Quote. I already heard it. That's why you didn't get the first initial expression.
I know. I understand that. I just
what if I do this isn't good enough?
That's not true. I think it's great. I think you've gotten stubborn in your older years. Yeah. I've been around you a long time.
It's interesting you should say that because I've been around you a long time and I'm sniffing something weird and it stinks.
Sniffing what?
There's something going on in your life. There's something going on in your life.
There's something going on in my life.
There's something going on. The only cool thing about being around a guy for 20 years straight is you get to know every little nook and you get to know every little nook and cranny, and I could tell when a degree is off. You're a compass, and when a degree is off, I can tell.
Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. And,
okay, that doesn't mean a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just saying.
It doesn't mean it stinks.
No, okay.
It could be good. It could be happy.
It stinks because I can sniff it out so obviously. Not because it stinks.
I think you think you're more clever than you are, and that's okay.
I think that about you. That's why it's funny.
I know, and that's hilarious because.
Do you? Okay, honestly, this is an actual question. Okay, I want.
Do you think you're clever?
I have an actual question. This is a real question.
Fucking ask me. Hey, Rex, can you grab me a beer?
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, this is a fact.
Here it comes.
Nah, never mind.
No, fuck, I'm going to ask it. Fucking ask it. Ask it. I want to know.
Okay.
Okay, go. I'm pretty much an open book. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, because I have this kimono on, I'm an open book.
Namaste, you know, if I can hit it. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, fucking ask me.
Okay, if you were to say... If you had, okay, there's no middle ground here. It's either one side of the line or the other.
Okay.
If you were to say, are you a guy that is a know-it-all or knows most? Knows most. Or are you a guy who tends to be quiet when they think something? If you were to pick what side of the line you are, which one would you pick? Know-it-all, not know-all, like you're just that cocky. I'm saying know-all / know-most. Or you're the guy that maybe might know something, but you stay quiet.
So I will answer your question.
I'm a know-it-all, know-most. I'll say it.
Okay, and that's fine. What you just did was answered it so that I would feel more comfortable answering it.
But no, because a know-it-all is too much of an extreme.
What you did is you asked me a question knowing the answer, because am I quiet in any sort of the term?
No, that's not what I asked. It's context. Quiet when a subject comes
up.
Yes,
obviously the first one. I think I'm smart.
Yes, I think you're smart too.
I do think I'm smart. Okay, then, yeah.
I just wanted to ask. Was that bad?
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Honest to God, scale of 1 to 10, how attractive do you think that you are when you look in the mirror? I want to know.
7 on a good day.
Dude, the 7 is the cop out. Everyone
what would
chooses
you choose?
The 7.
What would you choose? Yeah, you said you was a 7. It's a 7.
I was going to
say a 7.
I think you're an 8.
I think you're an 8.4.
8.4? Really? Yeah. Thank you. I think
I'm just kidding. Actually, probably like an 8 or 8.9.
8.9. I'm close to a 9. Wow. My confidence is
it's not the kimono, yeah. Well, 9 and 10. Okay, like when people say, oh, I'm a 9, I'm a 10, it's like that's like celebrity level we're talking about here.
But if I'm an 8.9, that's way too close.
No, celebrity's like 10. 9 is like, okay, this person is born with some gifts. You're right below gifts.
I think you are. I think you have a
your looks 8.9, personality 5.5.
I think, thank you. Which is funny because it's the opposite.
Comedy level? Whatever mine is.
Yeah.
Right under whatever Z's is. No, you know what's funny is that I actually think I have a better personality than my looks. That's actually interesting.
No.
Okay, I am going to say this. I've known you for a while, obviously.
I thought you were about to pull out like a wrinkled piece of paper and start crying for a second. I've known you for a while, and I brought some things I wanted to say.
Rex, cover your ears. No, I'm kidding. So I have obviously been around you for a long time.
Maybe too long, some would say.
It's been a long time. I don't think too long. I've enjoyed every second. Nah. And that little stunt Eugene. I mean, anyways, I have seen
he has
the
a
way.
In his stunts,
so. Not like that. I have seen the way you have interacted with women and women have interacted with you. Okay. I think women are drawn to you.
Yeah. I'm about to see where you're going with this before I answer.
Oh yeah. There's not a question.
Rebuttal.
Okay. I think that you have a sense of mystery to you that you try to portray.
What?
Because, and it draws
like
particularly white women.
An example, mystery. What am I? No, an example. What does that mean, mystery? Like, I'm not on a Hardy Boys book.
No, I think that, like, you're Z, you know, like, no one can crack the egg, but you encourage them to try. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to get to the deepness of your heart, but, like, fucking try. And so you'll let them try. And also you being slightly Puerto Rican, I think white girls like that. And that's great. I love that. And that's
obviously you're saying this because you love it.
Yeah, I love it. I'm saying that I have seen the way women interact with you. And there's just a little bit of a little spark.
What's the mystery part? That's the part I'm confused about.
I think you act like you don't care, because if you don't care, then in return, that person that you're saying you don't care about can't hurt you.
That is a very juvenile hypothesis. No. You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I actually have one for you.
Oh, here we go.
I have seen how you interacted, and you know, I think there's no mystery egg. I would describe there's no eggs, there's no breaking. I think there's just one thing. Okay. I think that.
Wait, with me or you?
I'm describing. This is for you.
Describing me. Okay.
I would say that. Are you ready?
Can't wait for this.
I would say that you take on that whole. It's not a specific, like, I know you're telling me, like, mystery thing with me. I'm so open. You want to appear like there's a mystery.
I do not mystery.
You don't appear mysterious.
I'm not a peer mysterious at all.
And here's the thing. You're a guy who feeds. You feed off of exterior stimulants. And
I am an extrovert.
And the more that it is fed, the more and worse that it becomes. So little, like, before you know it, at 2 a.m., you know in Spider-Man 2 when that guy made that renewable energy source, it was power efficient, and it just became this big thing and they had to destroy it? That's you sometimes.
Is that my ego? What do you think of me? I'm so confused.
In terms of, like, you said to me, I didn't bring it up.
I didn't say any of that to you.
You described that. I'm saying this is the genre that we're in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
In other words, I think you're a piece of shit. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Renewable energy source. Like, what? Like, I just steal everyone's energy around me.
Okay.
This fucking
attention
whore?
Example. It's like a comedian.
Okay, thank you.
A comedian goes up on a stage, and what do they do? They give
them something and you give them something.
Yes. And then you feed exactly. off that, and that's the whole
Yeah, I feed off of people. 100%. Yeah. But I give them something in return.
What do you give the people back? My appearance, my presence.
Me?
I said, I'm just a treasure.
You were supposed to protect us.
Asgard was supposed to protect us.
I don't know where we just went for that.
A device.
The stones. Peter Dinklage. How many midgets do you know that made it?
Got to be okay, listen, big.
Not in just one or two big things. This guy was in a lot of big things.
No, I was saying be big.
No,
like
I mean like big
Avengers,
films. How many midgets can you name that were in hundreds of million dollars?
I don't know
films?
Any other midgets.
Exactly. How did he sneak his way in there?
He's a
great actor.
Great actor.
Like I'm telling you, like that should be studied. His rise.
I always thought Dr. House could have been played.
You
by
know
him.
What I think? I think Dr. House, absolutely undervalued celebrity. This guy, they should have.
He was also
Stuart
Little's
dad. Yeah, was. I'm saying he should have been way bigger than he was. People, I'm not kidding you. Tons of people to this day have no idea. Like House, what is that show? I'm like.
I was actually going to say the opposite. I think that, dude, the show was out in like 2007. We were very young. It had like 9 seasons. It was very
popular. But I feel like it didn't get enough love.
When we were kids, extremely popular.
I remember
popular.
Seeing it on commercials like House coming up next. I'm saying, but I just think it didn't get enough popular. Love as it did. Like, for example, Grey's Anatomy somehow overshadowed it, and I think it never should have happened.
Grey's Anatomy, I've never seen it. Don't give
I'm
a
I'm saying
fuck.
Grey's Anatomy never... I just think House was the first show like it to be as big as it was. Like Grey's Anatomy was like also, okay, we're also going to do it at the hospital.
House walked so Grey's Anatomy could fucking
that's 100%
run.
House, if you've never watched House, not only
so
is it
good.
Educational and interesting, also
yeah, it's
hilarious.
It's always lupus or it's always fucking, what's
what?
The other one? He always has two diagnoses.
Or something?
No, that's why he tries to cure shit.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Half of it is always check for lupus and check for, what's the other one?
Endocarditis.
Anyways.
Probably shouldn't leave that in there.
Yeah, I think we actually do need to cut that
maybe
out.
Like multiple parts of this.
No, just the video yeah, also is bad. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Okay.
Do you like my kimono?
I said I like it. I just
okay.
didn't expect it.
I didn't want to wear it for the episode.
Okay, no.
You said
okay,
it
hey. No, you can't walk into a place and say, I'm going to do this. And then someone's like, okay, you're going to do this. And then you wimp out. That's what you did.
I wasn't whipping out.
You had it on when I came in. They're like, no, I'm going to change.
Because I was, No, I want to sleep in it. These are my pajamas now.
Well, that's better than the swimming trunks.
Fuck you.
I didn't say anything wrong with that. I'm just saying usually
you tend to wear
the matching set or something.
I do not wear matching sets to bed.
I don't think we can end it until you admit that you sometimes you wear the matching set like we did in Vegas to bed.
I do not wear the matching set to bed.
You do.
Okay, behind the camera, Alex thinks she's
some. Okay,
the fuck
notice
up.
The key word.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. You
sometimes.
Don't know what you're talking about. Have I a couple times? Maybe because I was out in the matching set and I went to bed. But I don't just throw on the matching set to go to bed.
So you'd rather admit that you went out in the matching set, went to bed with the matching set, versus when you wear it to bed clean sometimes? That's even worse.
Patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive episodes. We just did one the other night. Make sure you check that out. Also, make sure you check out the State Champ podcast. They're doing episodes every Tuesday morning. They drop Tuesday at 5 a.m. Pacific time. Which would be 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Wait,
State Champ Podcast.
Whoa.
Check them out.
5 a.m. Pacific Standard and 8 a.m. Pacific Standard?
5 a.m. Pacific Standard, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard.
There you go.
I fucked that up. It's my first drinks in a while. Patreon.com. Make sure you check that out. Also, Apple Podcast subscriptions has all of those. But if you do enjoy watching them, I would definitely recommend the Patreon over the Apple Podcast, as that is just audio. And Z, where
and ATLTstore.com for all merch and other etc. things. Yes. And keep in mind, folks.
Dude, we should do kimonos, bro, on the
that
store.
That would not be bad. But here's the thing. We'd have to like actually and order
them
and then
source
we have to ship
them. Dude, I will. It's on my dime. The world needs kimono. I'm going to heal the world a kimono at a time.
So you're going to do a kimonos before we do beer koozies?
Yes.
Why?
I think the people need it.
Would you?
I feel lighter. I feel like an angel.
Lighter clothes does not mean you are lighter.
I feel like I could go up to anyone and give them a smooch.
Can I feel the material?
It's not silk. It's imported silk.
Oh,
so.
I see. It's still soft, though.
Oh, it's very soft. It's very comfortable.
It feels like a picnic tablecloth. Not in a bad way. I'm saying like, okay, that sounded bad. Sorry.
It also doubles as a picnic.
Sorry. You can find me at Isaiah underscore Leslie on Instagram. Or you can find both of our Instagrams at the Around Leslie Instagram page.
Yeah, shout out ATLT Store. We have these new kimonos. If you're out in the woods, and you got to lay your food on
something. Yeah, there you go. All right, we'll see you guys next week. And see ya.
And see ya.
Let's get rowdy up in here.